Welcome back to WTBU News. Here's tonight's New England Report. This past Sunday, a diverse crowd of people attended a solidarity rally calling to stop Asian hate outside the New Hampshire State House in Concord. People gathered together for this rally to demand justice and an end to racism, xenophobia, and misogyny in the wake of the horrific targeted shooting in Georgia last week. A few hundred people of all racial and ethnic backgrounds gathered with members of the Asian American and Pacific Islander community to listen to speakers and wave signs in support of stopping hate against this community. This comes amidst recent increase in anti-Asian rhetoric during the coronavirus pandemic. Organizers of this rally called for attendees and lawmakers to reject HB 544, a bill that would limit the ability of public schools to teach topics like homophobia, racism, and sexism, and instead label them as divisive topics. It would also ban teaching that the state or the United States is racist or sexist.
A high school in Massachusetts has been forced to go fully remote due to a COVID outbreak among the community at the school. Swampscott High School will be remote for the next 2 weeks due to 100 students and parents testing positive to COVID-19. Many other students and parents have also been contact traced because of being in close contact with a person positive with COVID-19. This outbreak has been the largest outbreak in the town. The high school plans on reopening in-person learning on April 5th. As of March 18th, the town of Swampscott has reported 994 cases of COVID-19 and 19 deaths due to the virus. The school is also offering drive-through testing for teachers, staff, and students.
Two Andover firefighters were injured while attempting to extinguish a fire that broke out at a home in the town on Monday morning, according to officials. Crews responded to a report of a fire at the residence on Sunset Rock Road around 10:30 a.m. Upon arrival, they found heavy smoke and flames coming from the roof, according to Andover Fire Chief Michael Mansfield. Firefighters from the neighboring communities of Tewksbury and Lawrence helped to put out the blaze. A pair of Andover firefighters were injured attempting to put out the fire, however, their injuries were described as non-life-threatening. Each of the firefighters were taken to Lawrence General Hospital. Officials estimate the damage to the Sunset Rock home to be around $400,000. The cause of the fire is under an active investigation by officials.
43 cats were killed and 3 people were hospitalized Sunday in what officials are calling a, quote, domesticated animal mass casualty incident. The incident in question, a fire at 303 County Street in New Bedford, started at 9:40 a.m., when firefighters arrived at the scene. The first floor was ablaze and 3 people were trapped on higher floors of the apartment building. The team produced ladders to get the people to safety. The firefighters also saved 60 cats, 26 of which the EMS, animal control, police officers, and other available resuscitated. The 26 cats were hauled to a veterinary clinic in West Bridgewater for further treatment. 34 cats died, and supplies, including animal safety masks, did run out. The fire was contained in an hour, and its cause is currently unknown.
Two unknown packages were found at the main airport, which caused the closure of the airport for a few hours. After an investigation into the packages, the contents were found to be photography equipment. This scare caused 6 flights to stay grounded at the Portland International Jetport. Due to the suspicious packages, the airport on Sunday was evacuated. This also caused the airport to close for 2 hours. Flights were delayed for takeoff and incoming flights were diverted to other airports. No charges have been filed due to the packages and closure of the airport.
COVID-19 testing numbers in Worcester are dropping, according to Medical Director Dr. Michael Hirsch. Vaccine numbers are rising, he added, but people should still get tested regularly. Staff at UMass Memorial Hospital, vaccinated or not, are required to get tested. Hirsch is encouraging people to continue testing as walk-up clinics become available this week to the community. People can get tested Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at the 201 Commercial Street testing stand between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m.
Well, the state of Massachusetts announced it will advance to Phase 4, Step 1 of its reopening plan. Cambridge will remain in Phase 3, Step 2 until further notice, city officials said Monday. Cambridge is also restricting gathering limits for event venues and in public settings to 50 people indoors and 100 people outdoors, while new state limits in Massachusetts allow for 100 people indoors and 150 people outdoors. The city also said it plans to extend the current ban on city-sponsored community events, events allowing the use of city parks or other city-sponsored public gatherings, through the date of May 31st. The city has not allowed events or gatherings through its special events process since March 16, 2020, and is continuing this ban as a part of its overall COVID-19 prevention plan. Unlike its neighboring city of Somerville, Cambridge, however, refused this week to reinstate capacity limits for its restaurants. On behalf of Melissa Ellen, Megan Forsyth, Sammy Grobman, James Paleologopoulos, Kylie Gwen, and Zeynep Kavuskolu, I'm Alex Corey for WTBU News, and we'll be right back with your national report.